Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Trump's executive order, once again, shot down. 3-0, the ninth District Court of Appeals ruled against Trump and his travel moratorium, travel ban, whatever you want to call it. I guess depends what side of the aisle. That ruling was just handed down about 30 minutes ago. Trump tweeted out, "See you in court. The security of our nation is at stake!" Exclamation point. What the court says is the public has an interest in free flow of travel and avoiding separation of families and freedom from discrimination. It was a unanimous decision. It was a 29-page ruling. So it's basically what it did is it upheld the ruling that came from Washington State and the judge there. Minnesota also had a skin in the game as well. There was a lawsuit out there from them. What will happen from here is the all likelihood this is going up to the Supreme Court. Now, with the Supreme, if all things were being equal, it was just going to be 4-4 because there's not nine. There's only 4-4. So we don't have that fifth one. Gorsuch is not there yet. All things being the way it is now, if they ruled party line kind of thing, right? If they ruled just party lines, which there shouldn't be party. Let's first and foremost say it should be about the rule of law and the Constitution. We talked about it the other day, and what did we talk about? Interpretation. When you give people the opportunity to interpret things, somebody sends you a text message. You take it one way, somebody else sent it, meaning it's something else. But your interpretation of that text message makes you think something else. I think they meant it this way when they really could have meant it another way. So how will it go? If all things were equal and they happen to just rule on it based on the way that they interpret the law and interpret the Constitution, and they just went party lines, it's going to get kicked back down to the last ruling, which is the Ninth District Court, which would mean it being upheld, the ruling by the judge originally in Washington State. So, I don't know. It doesn't mean anything to you. Truth is, it means jack squat to you. It does not mean a thing. Unless you're traveling to and fro or you have family coming in or out, it means very little. The big winner in all of this isn't the social justice warriors. If there's anybody that's got a smile on their face, it's business like Google and Facebook, because the people that they're bringing over from other parts of the world that have the necessary skills to program and do some of that higher end stuff that we're having trouble fulfilling in this country, they've got smiles on their faces right now. They do. Outside of that, nobody else got a trophy. Nobody else got anything. People get to come here. I think it was not a well thought out plan when this thing was put together originally. I think he said last night that he wanted to wait a month, but he was told no. I'm still yet to figure out who could tell Donald Trump no. Because the only woman I think, or the only person I think that could tell him no at this moment in time in his life is probably his daughter and his wife. That's about it. And I don't think they chimed in on this. So I want to know who told you no. I'm curious. I doubt anybody tells you no when you were running the Trump Organization. I doubt anybody tells you no when you are the president of the United States. So I'm curious about that. I really am. I would like to find out who that is. Something you should care about, though, right? Because this, again, this does not affect you and me. Doesn't affect me. Producer Phil, do you have anybody that is traveling that you know of that would be affected by this?
No one at all.
Yeah, me either. None. Doesn't affect anybody. Social justice warriors, the resist movement, the people that have a disdain for Donald Trump, they're excited. But the rest of us go, eh, and we get on with our life. Something that you should pay a little attention, though, is he big league has promises bigly and phenomenal tax cut plans for businesses in the coming weeks. Bigly. Bigly. That's something you may pay a little attention to, especially if you're a small business owner. They said that the tax cut plan is coming along very well. And they said in the next couple of weeks they will release it. Today there was record highs on Wall Street, which is good for your 401k and your stocks. So we'll see. They started work on the pipeline already, which I thought was amazing. They're already up and running on that thing. So, it, little things may affect you a little bit. But this right here has nothing to do with more than anything other than politics. I always look at politics like in a lot of different ways. But one of the things I look at politics is when you know, it's like sports, right? Like everybody sits around, they listen to sports talk radio, and you're debating a game that you don't play, that you're not a part of the team, that you don't draw plays, that you're debating stuff like that. Well, I think so-and-so should do this, or I think such-and-such should do this. You're throwing it when really you have no skin in the game because you're not a part of anything. And that's kind of what this is like. Most of you out there have no part in this. You got no dog in this fight. You want your president to succeed because it means great for all of us. And yes, we want our country safe. But you don't really have a dog in the fight. You're going to sleep the same way tonight as you did last night. And guess what? If they would have ruled in favor of Trump, you're going to sleep the same way tonight as you did last night. That's it. It's like Jeff Sessions yesterday. Man, I got people who are apoplectic. I mean, they were nuts. They were so pissed off. You could not believe it. Could not believe it. I call people out there. I call people out. I'm ready for it. Tell me. Show me his racism. Send me stuff. Show me. And not for some crazy wackadoo website. Show me the stuff that you got. That's all I'm asking. And then I'm like, and how does this affect you? Well, it really doesn't. Okay. What affects you in your life? That's all that matters. We talked earlier about schooling. A lot of us have kids. I got a 6.5-year-old. I want to see him grow up in a world where he's got an opportunity to learn and educate himself in a way that is going to actually prepare him for the future and not be hyper-focused on the past. That stuff's important. That stuff is. Tax cuts could be vitally important. What's going to happen? Do we have to pay the penalty? Don't we have to pay the penalty? Is this thing coming off? It's not. Obamacare. Things like that, because that affects us day to day to day to day. Those things, there's importance in those things. Travel bans. Again, producer Phil has nobody coming over here and or anybody that's coming here to work inside of the Radio America facilities. I don't know anybody who is coming over to and fro. It's just a way for them all to yip and yap at each other, and it eats up a bunch of time. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, CHADBENSON. That there is your Facebook. You can check it out at Twitter, at Chad Benson Show. Got a cool poll up right now. We'll talk about it a little bit later. Based on the 6-week trials that they did in Sweden, 6-hour day trials that they did in Sweden, and whether or not people were more productive and what people said about it. Talk about that at the bottom of the hour. We're going to do what's next. The Dems are in trouble in a lot of ways. What's next for the Dems versus the progressives? Don't get them confused. They're not the same thing. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is going to be easy. Let's see. What's next?
I know you're not going to like what I have to say next, but facts are facts.
What's next?
What's next?
What's next?
What's next? Well, what's next is next. The Dems have a fight coming amongst themselves. They have got a loud, boisterous group of people that are now calling the shots on the Democratic side. You know, after this whole thing went south and they ended up losing to Donald Trump and the shock that they were in, the leftover Bernie supporters that were looking for a change that wasn't the what's the next old kind of white person we can throw up there that's the same kind of same, the Chuck Schumers of the world, if you will. They wanted something else. They wanted progressive. They wanted something different. They didn't want an old white male. But they also wanted to make sure that everybody knew that they were going to be fighting amongst themselves because they felt that the likes of the old Democratic Party are letting down this new wave of super liberal, progressive, you know, basically socialist, who are all about feelings and not facts, who are all about leading through your heart, not your head. There's a fight coming, and they get that. And they're taking a playbook from the Tea Party. What's next for the Democrats is there is going to be a civil war. The Bernie Sanders of the world, the Elizabeth Warrens of the world, the younger people that you see out there that are ready to get out there and lead through gender politics, identity politics, sexuality politics, and every other politics you can think of that checks a box is out there. All these people that are in the resist movement, right? They're going to resist. All of them that are in the resist movement, they don't want the same old Democrats. They don't want anybody compromising. They don't want you to look over and even shake the hand of a Republican. They want you to view the Republicans and their ideology and their belief system as evil and bad. Last night, Jeff Sessions got through 52-47. One of the Democrats that voted against him, afterwards, he came up and gave him a hug. They're talking about primarying him because he's racist, and now you're associated with it. They're treating anybody who works with and or negotiates with this administration and the Republicans the same way they treat Nordstrom's and Macy's for carrying Ivanka Trump's line. You're associated with them. You're bad. We view them no different than we view this person up here. So if you're going to associate with Trump and you're going to work with Trump, even if it's for the betterment of us as a people, we don't care. Because we're social justice warriors, we're progressives first, we're American second, and we're going to come after you, which was the playbook that the Republicans saw when the Tea Party came to power. When they became a movement, what did they do? Any Republican they saw as a rhino or somebody who was weak, they went after them. They primaried them, and they got them out of there. The difference is the Republicans and the Tea Party had kind of one agenda. You ask 100 people in the Tea Party, 99 of them are pretty much going to give you the same kind of answer. You ask 100 people in the progressive movement, it's all singular in the answer. Each one of them is worried about something. It's choice. It's sanctuary cities and legal immigration. It's, you know, it's pay equality. It is, you know, marriage equality. It's all of them are going to give you a different reason why they're coming to it. The Tea Party was pretty simple. They wanted smaller government, right? They wanted less regulations. They want the government out of the way. They wanted more of a conservative constitutionalist kind of feel where you look over and everybody's got something going on for themselves. They're not there in one giant movement. But they're going to take the playbook they can, and they're going to do all they can to do a similar kind of thing against the Democrats they see as weak, who they can take out, who will be put in and put in place somebody who's going to push the progressive agenda forward and forward. And they got a face in Elizabeth Warren, who became a martyr to many of them. They got Bernie Sanders, who turned the entire Democratic Party on its head last year with the run he had against Hillary. Now, can they do the same thing that the Tea Party did in midterms in 2 years? That I don't know. But what I do know is if you're even seen conspiring with the enemy as they look at it now, you better watch out, because these Democrats are going to be coming for you, because they don't want a Democrat. They want a progressive. They don't want somebody who's willing to negotiate. They want somebody who is willing to go in there and resist everything this administration has. The only thing they all have in common is they can't stand this administration. Now they need a message, and they need somebody who's going to lead it, and I think they got it. But the Civil War is coming. The Civil War is definitely coming, sooner rather than later. And we'll see if their Tea Party movement, the resistance movement, has the same kind of legs and strength that the Tea Party did. I'm betting it is. I'm betting it does. I really do. I bet you it does. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Once again, Trump's executive order for the travel moratorium of the seven countries, predominantly Muslim countries, is still not in effect. The Ninth Circuit Court has backed the judge's ruling in Washington to stop it from going into effect. So we'll see what happens. Probably headed to the Supreme Court. We'll have more on that. Also, 6-hour work week. The trial comes to an end. We'll talk about that. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Still get some reaction out of the White House. We'll have some here in a little bit. Trump not very happy by the ruling of the Ninth Circuit Court. Most liberal court in the land. They ruled against his executive travel moratorium, travel ban. Now he is saying, we'll see you guys in court, meaning the Supreme Court, I am sure. Some people are celebrating, obviously. The resist movement's crazy celebrating. You know they all got trophies, right? Do you think they just have a universal trophy they carry around with them? Oh, my God, I did so well today. I'm just going to take out my trophy. There's my trophy. I got it for being me. So we'll have more on that, what it means. Here in a little bit, everybody's trying to figure out a way to make work more interesting, to make people healthier and happier. Let's be real. If you're happy at work, chances are you're going to stay there longer. You're going to be a good employee. Sweden just did a long study, 2-year study, actually, of employing people for 6 hours a day as opposed to the usual 8-hour workday. They looked at this study and they thought, wow, patient care, better, because it was nurses, and the nurses themselves called in very rarely as far as being sick, but the expense was too much. because they had to add extra staff, and it was just too much money. It all sounds good, right? You know, we're always looking for that perfect guy. It's the reinventing the wheel, right? It's the reinventing the wheel. And in a younger generation that we have in front of us, how do we reinvent that wheel? Because they want to have a flexible lifestyle. A lot of this stuff you're seeing isn't about you or I. It's about the coming of another generation that their attention span is very short. And they're going to have lots of jobs because they want mobility, they want flexibility, they want to be able to work from home. They want a lot of different things. It's not just about come here, work for 8 hours, get your paycheck, go home. That doesn't make them excited. We talked about that guy yesterday, Stu, from Netflix. That dude was over the moon. He loves working there. He loves what he does and who he does it for. That's huge. I love what I do and who I do it for. No way. Absolutely, bro. Netflix rules. That's a lot of what these things are that they're looking at. Is how do we make this work? How do we get a younger generation? Is it the flexibility to stay home? Is it the flexibility to work and travel? The problem I find with the younger generation, and we have an issue, you know, we've had an issue here, where is we've got some younger millennials, and they're not driven. They're not motivated. Some are. Ones I'm working with aren't. And that's been a problem. Like, you have to tell them, this has to be done by this. And even telling them and even giving them the deadlines doesn't make it so. So while the 6 hours a day sounds okay, the truth is it costs more money. And the benefit may be to the employee. But when you lose a bunch of money, that's not good for the employer. They're looking around and trying to figure out how. Remember, this... Like, here's a perfect example of a younger... The NFL is trying to figure out a way to make the game shorter. I wouldn't be surprised if in the next couple of years we'll start to see movies that are only an hour long, maybe an hour and 15 minutes. I mean, hour 30, hour 40, maybe. That's pushing it. But they want short. Producer Phil, you like baseball. Pitchers and catchers report next week. Did you see what they're going to do in the minor leagues now in the single A and rookie division?
Was that about the extra inning rule?
Yeah, where they're going to put a guy on second base to start the extra inning. It's all about shortening the game. Because they realize the coming generation doesn't want to sit somewhere for 2 or 3 hours. They're fidgety. They're like the kids, right? You know, kids want to get up and play. I am totally fine if I could tell somebody, hey, I need this done by Tuesday. You do it at your leisure, but I need it done by then. Get it to me. I got zero problems with that. Now, you don't give it to me. I got a problem with that. Right? I got a problem with that. But if you get it to me, and my uncle is a perfect example of somebody who is, he he's a computer nerd. He's a tech genius. He does all of these stuff. He's designed. He does all of these things. And I'll get emails from him at 2 a.m. because while he may go to a movie in the middle of the afternoon, he also may work till 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the morning. He picks and chooses when he feels creative and does the things he does. But for a lot of people, there's a reason we're open from then. Nobody's coming to us at 2 o'clock in the morning to sell furniture and buy furniture. Nobody's doing that. So there, you've got... This is the thing that we're going to have, this battle in the future. That was on my Twitter, that's what I asked. I said, what would you rather have? Would you rather have a 6-hour workday or 4-day work week? I mean, you'd be surprised. 89% says 4-day work week. 89%. 4-day work week. And while all of this is going on, Finland is toying with the basic income thing. Because while we worry about our jobs are going to be sent offshore and our jobs are going to be, going to all of these, you know, countries like China and Vietnam and everywhere else, you got to worry about robots. You think you're safe because you're sitting there and you're like, well, I'm a middle management person. Nobody's going to get rid of me. Nobody's going to get rid of me. New study out of Britain says about 80% of federal jobs could be done away with through automation. Boom. That's scary. That is scary. And that's real. With artificial intelligence, with bots, with technology, and with the fact that everything is going online, why do I need one person when I can have zero? Why do I need two when I can have zero? Why do I need five when I can have zero? Why do I need 100 when I can have zero? Why do I need anybody if I can get away with it? Amazon's got a grocery store, and now they're talking about a new store where there's only going to be two employees and everything else is going to be completely automated. The technology is wonderful, and it is. And we all love the fact that we love the technology, but the bots are here. And they're doing stuff like listening to court cases. There are actually AIs that are listening to court cases for mediation and ruling on those. Mid-level management jobs? How many places you go, especially when you look at the federal government, how many people are running around with mid-level management jobs where you could eliminate 75% of those? Now, the unions will put up a fight tooth and nail. But if you could get rid of those and it'd be more efficient and it'd be run better, that'd be great. But think about all the millions of people that lose their jobs. That's why the basic income thing is the thing that everybody's talking about. What about basic income? What about basic? You know, as early as the early 1900s, there were proponents of a basic income because they thought within 100 years, technology would make it so the average person would only have about 15 hours of work a week and they wouldn't be able to sustain their life. Is that insane? Because it's here. It's here. And I don't think it's going anywhere. So while we're always trying to please, and how do we bring the millennials and get them acclimated to the workforce, and how can we make them fit into our world and this, that, and the other, at the same time, all this stuff's being developed to just take away all of our world. They may be happy because they're going to stay home and play video games for the rest of their life. And you may be bummed because you got nothing to do. AI is here. Yikes. Doink, Scoob. But as of now, jobs are still plentiful. You know how I know? I'll tell you how I know. Because we're looking here. We are. Finding the best candidate, it is tough. I will tell you, it is a needle in the haystack. Being a small business owner, going through resumes and talking to my business partners about stuff and looking at all of the things that come in and how horrible the resumes are and how even when we interview people, you know, I look at the interview process as you should be interviewing me as much as I'm interviewing you. And I'll tell you what, it is crazy. We get people that are just clueless, looky-loos at times. It is tough and frustrating. Guess what? We've decided to do away with that and do the smart thing. We went to ZipRecruiter.com because we know we're going to find the perfect hire. And the great thing is we were posting in a few different places. Now we can post in, 200 plus places, 200 job sites right there. Boom. All with a single click. Facebook and Twitter are included in that as well. It is absolutely amazing. I've said it before. If you're going to fish big, why would you fish with a pole when you can fish with a net? Be smart about it. Use ZipRecruiter. You can find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface, which we needed. No juggling emails or calls, which is great because my business partner, John, goes, quickly screen candidates. We can rate them and hire the right person fast. And right now, my listeners, that's you guys out there, the Chad Benson Show, if you've got a job, you can post it for free at ZipRecruiter. All you have to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time, post your job for free. You will absolutely thank your lucky stars that you found this. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. You can post your job for free. Oh, man. Should we do a little say, what? They found him wandering. What happened to Dorothy on The Wizard of Oz? And Jesus told him to do it. Some of the fun that's coming up in the next segment of Say What? Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Say what, y'all? Say what? Y'all. Say what?
Say what?
Say what? Here's a story for you. Hey, bro, where are you going? I'm going to go out for a walk. Not how the story ends, because normally when you go out for a walk, you come back. Toronto man flew home yesterday. Anton Phillip, a 39, was last seen in 2012. His brother picked him up yesterday, Stefan, in the Brazilian city of Manaus. He is an anti-poverty activist who apparently went on a walkabout. They think maybe he has some mental issues, but he walked from Scarborough in Canada all the way to Argentina and then Brazil in the back. He wanted to go see a library, apparently, in Argentina, of which when he showed up, they told him he could not enter. Talk about suck, right? But they noticed that he wasn't well, and they could tell the Brazilians that he really wasn't from here when they started to ascertain who he was. And they figured, well, you know what? They were trying to figure out exactly who are. We're going to ask you some. What, I don't think so. You look kind of like you're wacky. Next thing you know, they took him to the police station, and they figured out who he was. His brother always knew he was alive. He said he'd heard from him. He actually walked. Hitchhiked at times. Many times he didn't have shoes. Rode in the back of transport trucks. Actually lived off bugs and berries as he went through the rainforest. All to visit a library. They said he had no ID or passport. Oh, for sure. Oh, that's about there, eh? That's not good there. Sid Luft was the ex-husband of Judy Garland. He was writing a book, died about 12 years ago. Inside of the memoirs that are left of the book, Sid talked about the fact that when she was 16 and on the set of this here movie called The Wizard of Oz, that the Munchkins groped the hell out of her. Like groped her. Absolutely groped her. Didn't just kind of grope her. Didn't pat her on the tush. Went for it all. They said they were drunk a lot of the times. They were absolutely horrible. And they thought they could get away with anything because they were small. He also went on to say they would make Judy's life miserable on the set by putting their hands up her dress. They were men that were 40 years and old. She at the time was 16. God, that's horrible.
Oh, Chad, don't be mad at us. No.
The alibi of alibis, potentially, getting him to show up. Like, that's a character witness you would love to have. What are you talking about, Chad? Say, what? Jesus? Man in Florida, not a shocker, because when weird stuff happens, Florida is the place to be. He's unemployed Lakeland man. He's been arrested, and he's entered a plea of guilty for fraudulently stealing $7 billion. With wire transfers, which I find to be weird. If you're unemployed, how do you get a hold of enough? How do you have a situation where you can get enough banking routing numbers and whatnot to know who has that much money and in 70 transactions over 2 days, still $7 billion? How do you have that wherewithal? Because the guy doesn't, well, you know, I don't know. He's self-taught on the banking industry is what he said. But when asked why he did it, this is the coup de grace of all. He said that Jesus Christ created wealth for everyone. And Jesus wanted him to obtain wealth for him and that it belonged to him. No word if Jesus is going to testify on his behalf. He faces up to 5 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000. This is why white-collar crime pays. You go into a bank with a gun and you steal $10,000, you're going to jail for a long time. You steal $7 billion and you face 5 years in jail and $250,000 fine. Think about that for a second. Soak that up. All I'm saying is if you're going to commit a crime tonight, do it the smart way. Do it by fraudulently stealing everybody's IDs and their banking routing numbers. We don't advocate that. Don't do that. I was told don't. No, don't tell people. Don't do that, people. I'm kidding. It's sarcasm. Jeez. Some people. It's funny that we have to say that. Like on the Super Bowl this weekend when there was that commercial where the dad pushes the car over the cliff so he can get out of his phone contract. And underneath it says, do not attempt this at home. Like that's something you do. Yeah. Yeah, it's I can't even. Don't do that. I was kidding. But I was pointing out the difference. If you're going to rob a bank compared to this, I'm just saying, don't do either. But if you have to do one, I'm just saying. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON. Still getting some noise out of the White House over there, losing in the 9th District Court of Appeals over the travel ban. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.